Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays!
Podcast episode 1.2, It Starts With You. So it's about midweek, and I just wanted to check in to see how you are feeling in your body. Now that you are aware of it, or I've asked you to become aware of it, how do you feel? Did you let us know over in our Facebook group? I really would love to hear how you are feeling and what words come to mind when you are thinking about yourself in your own body, so that we can not only lift each other up, but also see that many of us have the same feelings. And even though when you're scrolling Instagram, you believe that you're the only one and everybody else is out there living life, loving life, and you're here struggling, being disappointed or, discouraged, that is why I want you to share with us in our Facebook group, because it helps us to know that we aren't the only ones struggling. There are many of us who are feeling the same way, and we are just hoping that we are making a difference in our family's lives. And I'm hoping that with this podcast, you're able to take it up just a little bit. So I mentioned that each week I was going to provide you with an actionable step that can be taken in regards to the topic at hand. But it is also my goal to help moms move more. And with this being about how we are raising our children, I'd love to see how we as families can move more. So in addition to our weekly episode that will drop every Monday morning, I will also be providing you with a midweek check-in to help you or your family find a way to move more. So each morning, the rest of this week, I want you to practice going down to the floor. Sit down on the floor, get your bottom down on the floor, and then stand up again. This is known as the sit-to-stand test and can be an indicator of longevity. So when you practice this, I want you to pay attention to how many times your hands and knees touch the floor to be able to do this. And unfortunately, each time a hand or a knee touches the floor, you have to subtract a point. And the goal, obviously, would be to get all the way down and up without subtracting any points or without putting hands or knees on the floor. And if you need a video to see what I'm talking about, go over to Instagram, raising_healthyhumans, and I will show you how you can do that. So I understand that you may not be there yet, and that's okay. You're just going to go down to the floor, see how you feel, and then come back up. You can use your hands and knees at this point, but I do need your bottom to get on the floor because that's where the change starts to occur. If you're not able to do this, my guess would be that you don't spend a lot of time down on the floor because our hips get into this, they get comfortable in this 90 degree position, like what you think of when you're sitting in a chair. And based on the range of motion in your hips, if they're only at a 90 degrees, it's going to be really tough to get down to the floor without using hands or knees. But the more you can sit on the floor, the more you will be able to get your hips out of that 90 degree position. So the more comfortable it will become and the easier it will be get. That's called mobility if you're not familiar. So that's what I want you to do. Practice that the rest of the week. Try it at least once a day and let me know how you did over on our Facebook group, Form Fit Community. And feel free, you can take a picture or just let us know how you felt doing it. And that's our movement snack for the rest of the week is to work on doing that.